This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Another week in the books. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. First things first, I want to welcome to the Lock and Load lineup WSDT 1240 AM in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I like getting Southeastern affiliates. I mean, it just feels like I'm somewhere where I can drive if I have to. WSDT 1240 AM Chattanooga, Tennessee. Back now, all of you there, all of you listening to that station, you are all ninjas. Now then, that was the good news. And I don't really have bad news. I just came to after a few months of some internal dialogue going on, I became aware of something that happened today, which I can't really share. However, after a whole lot of consideration, I have decided that the only Glock semi-auto pistols I will own will be those which have been transformed by Agency Arms. To that end, I went and got rid of the only remaining Glock stock pistol I had, and the only stock out-of-the-box gun I will carry. And I'm talking about let's not consider Nighthawk Custom to be a stock out-of-the-box gun. That is about as custom as they get. I mean, that's the epitome of custom, the epitome of great. But the only stock out-of-the-box gun I'm going to carry now, and let me qualify a few things. It has nothing to do with how there's nothing mechanically unsound about Glock. There's nothing, no new revelations that some of you haven't already heard. There's two things about Glock I haven't been liking. One, they don't seem to care about innovating anymore. There are those that would say, well, Glock, you know, we are the greatest, we are the bestest. But there are a lot of people switching to either SIG or FN. That's not because SIG and FN are doing anything special. They're just refining their product as they go. Glock, on the other hand, all they do is they come out with another caliber, and they've run out of that to do now. The other part of it is in the fight, in the gun rights fight. I have known for quite some time that Gaston Glock had made the statement that he did not care about the civilians of the United States and gun rights because he had 70% of law enforcement. So I was looking for a close second place. Now, for me, out of the box, a stock gun, the best out of the box stock gun is the SIG P320. And I know that you can have one SIG P320 and then you can go out and buy the kits to make the other SIG P320s. But since I'm a 9mm guy and since they don't make it in the caliber I want, which is 10, I just went ahead and got, I traded my one Glock, which is was my Glock 26, which was a great, lovely gun. And I traded it for the SIG carry, the P320 carry, which is the Glock 19 sized gun, which is, I'm surprised by how much I like it, to be honest with you. But I'm a big 320 fan. I mean, the 320, and that's the interesting thing about it. I've the Agency Arms videos I've done on YouTube get plenty of views, but out of all of that, the only videos that come close are the SIG P320 videos. I find that to be very interesting. Of course, I've only just started with the Nighthawk stuff. The Nighthawk stuff is going to come along as well, but I'm not going to support a company that doesn't support you. I'm just not going to do it. And there's other things that happen in the background all the time. The whole thing with the military contract, right? I saw a picture of the gun that they rendered for the military contract, the Glock 17 with the frame-mounted safety, the thumb safety. And that was them just trying to get in on something where they thought they had a dead shot. But that doesn't make it modular. And then when they lost, even though they own the law enforcement contracts out there for the most part, and they do it in ways that, you know, most of the time they'll roll in there and say, we'll give you the guns, or we'll sell you the guns for $100 or something. They're just that big to where they can, you know, it's a big, big corporation. But they contested SIG winning it, even though SIG came in $100 million under their budget, even though SIG was truly modular, even though SIG is going to be easier to maintain. And that's the thing about SIG. SIG's going to be really easy to maintain. The SIGs that I have will be very easy to maintain. So I have carried Glocks since the 90s. And the only Glocks I will carry now will have the Agency Arms workup on it, which to me, it is shaped slightly like a Glock, but it is no longer a Glock. And that's because I genuinely like the guys at Agency Arms. I genuinely like Randy Niesvander. I genuinely like Mike Parks. The people, the assets, you know, I'm hooked up with Tatiana Whitlock. I adore Steve Fisher. Aaron Cowan is a good friend of the show. I am an Agency Arms kind of guy. I have three more guns coming shortly. Two of them will be Glocks and one will be a Smith & Wesson M&P. And we will see. And I will probably keep those Agency Arms Glocks, because they are no longer Glocks in the vein that they leave either Austria or Georgia. I also heard some other scuttlebutt about stuff going on in the world concerning Glock, and I just, you know, there's an end to everything. If something begins, it is most certainly going to end, and Glock, yes, today is a live show. Yes, there is a live show today. And this has ended. I will no longer be looking around for, I've got all the Glock stuff I need. I've got all the holsters for the 34 and the 19 and the 17 and the Glockzilla. I've got all the holsters I need. I don't need to buy anything else ever about a Glock. The agency guns, I will carry them. I will cherish them. I will shoot them. I won't be buying any more Glocks. At some point, everything ends. And that's where it is with me and Glock. Not too much to read into that. I just found somebody that, you know, in SIG, they're innovating. And they're not going against the cause. Wake up, Glock. You still got time to salvage the situation. I just don't know how many people like me will come back if and when you do. When we get back, what should you do if you shoot somebody when you call the police? How should you tell them this? That when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Saddle coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Once again, allow me to humbly and, with a great deal of pride, welcome to the Lock and Load fold, WSDT, 1240 AM in Chattanooga, Tennessee. As the ninjas' ranks grow, that means that when I make an announcement like the Glock announcement, maybe there will be a shift in the paradigm. Welcome. Chattanooga, Tennessee, is very nice to be amongst you. Now then, if you have to use a weapon, I'm talking about way beyond brandishing. I'm talking about punching it out and pulling the trigger and putting rounds in your target. If you do that, this is where things, they can get sort of dicey. Now, you've heard Sean Maloney talk about it here. Masada Yoob agrees with him, and he clearly makes the case for communicating with police early on post-incident, because it's oftentimes the first person to call police that's construed as the victim. And, since you were involved in a self-defense shooting, you are the victim. The guy you shot is not the victim. He's the bad guy. You're the victim. Further, police often respond to fight calls or incidents where both parties involved claimed innocence and insist the other side started it. Now, if the other party has friends or witnesses, and you don't, you can expect them all to point the finger at you regardless of your assailant's guilt. If you have witnesses as well, police will take statements from both sides, but unless there was a bus full of nuns who witnessed the incident, you will likely be treated as a suspect until your innocence is proven by investigators. Now, the point here to make is that, this is second call defense would come in very handy here, but here's the thing you have to understand. Police have a very jaundiced eye, and everybody that they talk to claims innocence. Even suspects with guns or dope in their pockets exclaim, "Those ain't my pants," or "That ain't my gun." So because of this, uniformed responding officers treat everyone in a shooting as a suspect at first. It is in their vital interest to secure and stabilize the scene. You need to respectfully and calmly, let me explain something to you. When you shoot somebody, you're going to be going through a bunch of physiological changes. They're all temporary. You're going to have an adrenaline dump to where you're going to be able to talk 2 million miles an hour. You'll probably do that on the phone when you're calling the cops. Then you're going to get the shakes. You will either start to cry or you're going to projectile vomit, or you may do both. So if you're still able to talk, you need to respectfully articulate that I am the victim, that man tried to rob me, or whatever the crime may be. Masada Ayoob also states that you should also say, "I will sign charges," and that's a good thing, because many police deal with uncooperative victims, which are usually the bad guys themselves, who refuse to prosecute their assailants. Do not say, "I didn't mean to shoot him," or "that the gun just went off." Those types of statements indicate the shooting was not intentional or was accidental, which destroys an intentional self-defense claim later. These types of statements are made by law-abiding citizens who are not used to violence. You never want to be used to violence, but you do need to prepare for it because you are carrying a gun. What they really meant to say was, "I didn't want to have to shoot him, and he left me no choice." And that kind of spontaneous utterance will be recorded by officers in their action taken reports or addendums to the investigator's report, and they can hurt you later when you make an official statement. So keep your mouth shut except for the following. This is where people start getting in trouble, when they shoot their mouth off or make statements indicating anger. It is completely understandable that you might be very upset about a man who just tried to kill you or your family, but if you make a statement like "bleep you," you got what you deserved. I hope you bleeping die. That's going to indicate anger to most witnesses. Verbal parting shots as a suspect is wheeled away on a paramedic gurney, such as see you later or, you know, similar, will not go over well with a possible jury later anyway. Limit what you say to the uniformed police on the scene or to investigators who show up. You do want to clearly state that you are the victim, where any evidence may be located, such as empty casings. You also want to indicate where you were, where they were, and in what direction you and he fired, and ask for a victim advocate. Most cities have victim advocacy programs that actually help victims of crime. They can provide emergency housing and advise you on the legal process and even provide funds for new deadbolts and a new door, for instance, if you cannot afford them. And they'll hold your hand during the trial of your suspect in the involved legal process. Victim assistance has long been a supported charity. A lot of people give to that. And that said, some may be anti-gun, so they may elect not to aid you after a shooting. But if you shoot somebody in self-defense, everything you say is going to be recorded. And if there's something bad in there, if you make a few mistakes, it's just like I used to say on TV, it can and will be used against you in a court of law. So you have to anticipate that everything you say from that point is going to be captured, just like you got a camera in your face. Shooting somebody is not... It feels horrible. It is not like it is on Miami Vice, where, you know, Crockett rolls the lucky strike without the filter on his lip to moisten it up before he lights it and tells Castillo there's another toe for the, you know, another toe for a tag, take him to the meat wagon. That's not what happens. Your life changes. And given that your life has changed, you need to steer it. Preparation will go a long way for that. Mindset, awareness will keep you from getting in that position a lot of times in no matter what happens, but it may slip up on you. And if it does, then be aware that everything from that point on is subject to boomeranging back at you. And it'll surface years later. And it'll seem sort of spooky when it does, because all of that years later, when you've tried to make it dull and go away, when somebody reminds you of something or you see something that reminds you, it'll be quite vivid. But it's not the end of the world. Preparation will get you through. Just watch what you say, okay? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back again, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
And once again, WSDT, 1240 AM, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you. New ninjas out there tonight. The thing about ninjas is they exist, but they're never seen. It's like Kwai Tang Kane. When felt for, they cannot be touched. Looked for, they cannot be seen. The ninjas continue to grow. WSDT, 1240 AM, the Chattanooga Ninjas. That sounds, that could be a t-shirt. That could be something good right there. I could do some stuff with that one. All right. Mo Brooks, Representative Mo Brooks, Republican Alabama, has proposed arming federal legislators to the exclusion of me and you in D.C. because apparently they're special. Now, I don't think Mo actually meant that. Which I don't know whether that's good or bad. If he didn't mean it, that just means that Mo simply does not have, he's not in touch with the American people. I think it is horrible what happened in Alexandria. I do not think that
you know, that happens 6,000 times a day, though, Mo. 6,000 times a day people defend themselves with guns. They would probably do it. Those numbers would go up if D.C. could be included. Now, right now, there's a bill out there called H.R. 38, and that makes firearm carry permits of normal citizens valid nationally and has languished in Congress since the election of Donald Trump. And it's, you know, that was motivated by the attempted assassination of Republican officials playing baseball in Virginia. The proposed Brooks bill would exempt elected federal officials from controversial and possibly unconstitutional laws banning their right to keep and bear arms in the nation's capital and anywhere else in the nation. Well, you know, Mo, I don't know if you understand this, but you and your ilk, and I'm doing my very level best to give you the benefit of the doubt. You and your ilk have done a very good job of isolating yourselves already. But here's the primary thing you need to understand, sir. You have a job that is temporary. You serve at the convenience of the people in your district. You are part of a body that already exempts yourselves from many laws already. Many laws. If there is something out there that you want to contravene that you know is unconstitutional, then pass national reciprocity. We in the general public have suffered under these bans for decades. People in the public have been assaulted and murdered by the tens of thousands annually while unarmed and defenseless. The 14th Amendment, Mo, requires equal treatment under the law. And your bill ignores the 14th Amendment. And in arming your own colleagues and omitting the rest of the nation, you stomp all over it. Similar discriminatory laws have been overturned in the past already. According to statements he made during an interview with Jesse Waters on Fox News, I wouldn't have to worry about what the laws are. Well, that's true, Mo. You would not be. You wouldn't have to worry about that. The only problem is that how many doors do you open for yourself? How many? I mean, do you drive your own car? The rest of the public, while you don't have to worry about what the laws are, the rest of the public around you in D.C. would remain under draconian barriers to possessing firearms for self-defense or any other legitimate purpose. I can walk around where I live, Mo. I can walk around where you live, Mo. And I can walk around with a gun in the small of my back, appendix carry, ankle carry, shoulder holster. I can carry as many guns as my body will allow me to carry and hide. And yet, I can't do that in D.C. And you weren't even in D.C. where that happened. You were in Alexandria, Virginia. If you had a permit in, say, Alabama, I don't know if Virginia recognizes Alabama's permit or not, but maybe the first thing you need to do is go back to Alabama and get a permit there. When he was asked by Waters about arguments from anti-gun rights activists and Democratic legislators who say it would be too dangerous to let legislators be armed since they might commit crimes or shoot people without cause, Brooks replied, "That's a ludicrous and inconsequential argument." And facts back him up, since the battle for gun rights has constantly confronted this line of thought, and the facts never bear it out. Every time a new firearm carry law comes into effect, it's going to be blood in the streets and the wild, wild west and the OK Corral, but the projected horrors turn out to be delusions that do not occur. And there's never a retraction that's ever printed, but it's recycled every time something new's coming up somewhere where it wasn't before. According to a Beltway lobbyist familiar with the situation, Brooks may have spoken in the heat of the moment, forgetful or unaware that H.R. 38, the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, would accomplish the same purpose without excluding the law-abiding public. That bill, sometimes referred to as freedom to carry, exempts lawful gun owners whose rights are to carry are intact, with some conditions against gun bans that start at state borders. Constitutional carry is included in that bill, and in effect, Congressman Brooks, his staffers, and anyone else in America whose Second Amendment rights are whole could be protected under H.R. 38. Thankfully, the clamor to enact H.R. 38 has grown since the baseball assassination attempt. Because the political capital may not be available to enact two federal firearm carry bills, one for an elite group and the other for the people, The smart course of action, Mo, would be to go ahead and put all of your energy behind the National Freedom to Carry bill. Mo. I do not, by default, give Republicans simply because they have an R behind their name and historically they're not as hostile to people carrying guns as Democrats. I do not give them a default pass. I do not get out there and say, hey, okay, well, they're a Republican. We know they're friends. I believe Mo probably doesn't. I'd be interested to find out if Mo knows what the carry law is in Alabama, where he's from. And I'd be interested to know whether Mo owns a gun. And I'd be interested to know whether Mo has ever trained with a gun. And I'd be interested to know in his scheme if there would be training made available to these guys, because isn't that what everybody says we got to have? Or he could just go ahead and be one of the, I don't know if he's one of the 200 that are backing the Freedom to Carry bill. I hope he is. If he isn't, he could be number 201 and we could get this done. We could get this done, Republicans. And then, Mo, you can have exactly what you want. And you and the guy that staples your paperwork together and the guy that carries your file of facts and all the people that have your phones and all this other stuff, they will carry and you guys won't be. It won't just be you, Mo. It'll be you and your own little Mo Brooks fire team. Brooks bombers. Brooks bangers. Call them what you like. Elitism isn't going to cut it this time, brother. It isn't going to cut it. I hope it was out of fear that you said that. I do hope this isn't something you've been thinking about for a long time. We'll see. Freedom to carry. The time has come. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job? Are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. One last time, let me welcome to the fold Chattanooga, Tennessee, coming in the form of WSDT 1240 AM. It is very nice to have you with me. Trust me on this. I believe that's known as Hot News Talk Radio. You guys have descended into the totally politically incorrect world that I live in. And you are all now ninjas, by the way, if you didn't know that already. Hello, ninjas. On Tuesday, June 27, 2017, a Sacramento County Sheriff's deputy was shot in the face by what was described at the time as an unarmed black man. Or that's how the media would have described him had the deputy shot him instead. If you don't believe that, just go take a look at the whole trials and tribulations of Michael Brown. You see, there's something that all police officers understand. But the media and cop-hating groups like Black Lives Matter intentionally ignore. And that is that every time a cop is involved in a physical altercation, one gun, at least, is present. The other thing that nobody really takes into consideration, but we hear about this all the time, somebody employs a weapon to stop a crime or something, they'll be like, they didn't come with no gun. Listen. Life is not TV. It's not an organized sporting event. There's no rules. There's no referees. There's no fair fights. Real fights are bad. The slightest use of force can look ugly, but a full-on fight is very ugly, and it can wind up with someone dead or seriously injured, and that's exactly what happened this past Tuesday. Thankfully, the deputy survived, and doctors say he will fully recover. The unarmed suspect in Tuesday's shooting, like most violent criminals encountered by law enforcement, was no stranger to the justice system. Nickery Marquis Spann, a 27-year-old man who's been in and out of jails and prison for much of his adult life. Not only is he a convicted felon, but he's also on active probation. And he had only recently been released from jail, and his criminal history includes multiple arrests for battery, criminal threats, brandishing weapons, resisting arrest, and a minor little thing, such as being involved in a double murder, for which he went to prison. The timeline is a little bit muddy, but according to the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department Facebook post, the initial investigation shows the deputy made contact with Spann on the lower platform of the regional transit station. Unprovoked, Spann violently attacked the deputy and began fighting with him. At some point during the fight, Spann was able to get the deputy's gun and fired two shots. One of the shots struck the deputy in the face. With hindsight being 20/20, and looking at Spann's criminal history, his actions in this incident are not remotely surprising. Problem is, cops don't run around with a fully functioning crystal ball all the time. They can't see what's coming. They don't know who everyone is. Nobody knows who everyone is. Nobody knows what their background is, and nobody knows what their intention might be. Nobody has any idea if the person that we're talking to at any given time is the nicest person on the planet, or in the case of Spann, a violent criminal willing to shoot a cop in the face over nothing. The other fun part that the unsuspecting sheeple media and the absolute hateful Black Lives Matter conveniently miss. Unarmed is not the same thing as not dangerous. Every year, according to FBI statistics, an average of 700 murders occur where the weapon used was personal weapons, hands, fists, feet. Those numbers do not include incidents where the unarmed suspect managed to take a weapon from the victim and use it on them. So at the risk of being a broken record, unarmed does not mean not dangerous. If someone takes a gun from law enforcement, by the way, when law enforcement shows up to enforce law, who do you think they're representing? They're representing law and order, which is what society wants, which, by the way, you guys are society. I am society. So when they show up, they're representing us to try to keep things civil, even, peaceful. When they show up and somebody takes a gun from them and shoots them, they have very little regard for me and you. Trust me on that one. The other half of the problem, especially in California, is that the media, the cop-hating groups, and a good portion of the voting population have begun to view criminals as some sort of group victimized by the cops and the criminal justice system. In California, if you look at the legislation that's been passed recently, AB 109, Prop 47, Prop 57, there's a very disturbing trend of decriminalizing crime. Convicted felons are being let out of prison early. Felonies are being turned into misdemeanors or eliminated as crimes altogether. Parole system has been neutered. The probation system has been overwhelmed. And as a result, tens of thousands of violent criminals are wandering the streets instead of being locked in a cage where they belong. And it is a long-established, well-known fact that the vast majority of violent crimes are committed by repeat offenders, many with very long criminal backgrounds. So despite the tired mantra repeated by the media and the criminal apologists everywhere, including Barack Obama, one does not go to prison for a simple possession of a joint. And please note that the majority of crime in America is not reported, and the majority of reported crime does not result in an arrest. And in many jurisdictions, a significant minority of crimes are not prosecuted. So if you reach the stage where the criminal justice system is prosecuting you for a felony, either you've done something very wrong or the system is tired of seeing you back in court. Prison sentences, in addition to them being reduced and the crimes being decriminalized, another serious problem facing this country is the overused pattern of plea bargaining. That's just a cost-saving move. I'm being asked, is anyone answering the phone? I did not see the phone ring. Guest 898, if you want to call in, I believe. What's the number? I haven't put it out in so long. 800. What is it, Jason? What's the phone number to call in? I'm willing to bet they're calling the wrong number. You sit tight, 898. I'll put out the phone number here in a minute. But they're doing a lot of things and stuff to avoid costs. So it does not take much effort to find numerous recent events. I mean, here's a couple. Whittier, California, February 20th, a known gang member, an active parolee, killed his cousin, and then killed a cop who responded to a car crash at the Peace. He stole the car from his dead cousin he just killed. When the cop responded to the wreck, he killed the cop. Palm Springs, California, October 2016, another gang member with many serious prior convictions who was on active probation shot and killed two Palm Springs cops. Officers Jose Gilbert Gil Vega and Leslie Zerbini, who responded to his home for a family disturbance. He was waiting on him, and he ambushed him, and he murdered him. And that's just a small sample. That's just a small sample. We know who's committing the crimes. We know where they are. Black Lives Matter knows. Criminal justice system in a lot of ways is broken, and the current state of it pulls all of us into danger. And ironically enough, if you were to search the internet for the phrase broken criminal justice system, you would find hundreds of articles claiming the exact opposite of what I just told you. I probably just don't have any sympathy for those people who find themselves in prison. But sadly, until we as a society once again decide that criminals need to actually be punished for their crimes, we can look forward to many more instances of people being killed by a suspect who should have been dead or in jail, and who will be described as being unarmed. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.